The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more information, visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. E15 is dropped by lawmakers and the markets open the week higher in the overnight. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. A legislative fix for year-round E15 was recently dropped by lawmakers in the House from their government funding bill. C.J. Miller reports how ag leaders are disappointed with the move.
So frustration's another word you could use.
And that's Matt Frostick, first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's also a corn and soybean producer in Sanilac County, Michigan. After removing the fix for year-round E15 from the House Appropriations Bill, lawmakers created a Rural Energy Council task force in order to draft another compromise bill that seeks to include input from the petroleum industry.
We're figuring out a new plan based on this task force, but we were told in the fall that if we were able to align with our ethanol groups and with API, our oil group, to come up with a bill that was amicable by all the organizations in the industry, that the White House would get their shoulder behind it and push it through this year. So that's what we did. For the first time in several years, we had an alignment with a bill with a policy that should have been a slam dunk for Congress to put through.
Frostick said the fix would be a win-win for America's consumers and provide a huge boost to the 500,000 corn producers all across the U.S.
It brought a cheaper fuel to the gas station. In the congressional budget, we've shown that it'll save $6 billion. So it was a win all the way around for everybody. And we put a full court press on last week to try and get this through, and we still were slowed down or stopped by some small refiners.
Frostick says a compromise bill from the task force is supposed to be ready by February 15th. With a vote on February 25th. Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Plenty of lake effect action continuing to pop up across the state of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather outlook. Here's what's going on. A plenty of cloud cover, on again, off again, lake effect. We're not really looking at a true clipper here moving through, but we're still seeing a beautiful moves of airflow right across the Great Lakes. And when I say beautiful, I'm not talking about the weather across our region. Don't get me wrong. I just am meaning this is a perfect textbook setup for lake effect. And it's not just going to hold through the day today. I see it through tomorrow and likely into Thursday in western parts of Michigan. So the light snow and the wind conditions are going to hold all the way through. The rest of the region will be underneath high pressure. So this also means the coldest part of this Arctic air mass that wants to just sit here through the rest of the week. Maybe we're not quite as cold tomorrow and Thursday as today, but we'd be doggone close. So moving forward, when's the next round of sunshine? Well, I think we see some sun in over the weekend as a flow turns to more southwesterly. We've got a clipper that comes through early next week, Monday early morning into Monday midday. Could give us a quick dusting over most of the state, but not much more than that. Then high pressure gives good sunshine through the rest of next week, or at least through Thursday. Warm air tries to push in late next week, and as it gets close, that actually triggers a little bit of moisture, cloud cover, and perhaps some precipitation. So we're keeping an eye on late next week for some potential snow and maybe a little rain mixing in as well. Then cold air stays through the weekend of the 7th and 8th before taking another run with warm air going into the week of the 9th. Could be a strong front right around the 10th of February. So I think we get a little more active here, but still not much moisture to work with in our atmosphere just due to the fact that it's been so cold. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
Let's take a look at those markets. Final numbers are coming your way. The corn, soybean, and wheat markets opened the week higher in the overnight, but in sell-off mode throughout the day session, even with a weak dollar and good export inspections in the weekly report. Here's Andy Eubank along with John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper to discuss it further.
A promising overnight session did not lead to gains throughout the Monday day session, John, as we traded lower throughout, even with a weaker U.S. dollar index and some strength in the stock market, but the markets are under some pressure as we open up the week.
Yes, no, we had a little bit of a promising session going overnight, and it's kind of fizzled out, which is not entirely shocking. We've had a decent little bounce off the lows after the report, and there's just not a lot of bullishness out there yet. Andy, maybe the bean market slide here is my fault. I think I mentioned that I can be a little bit friendly in soybeans in here for a little bit. I mentioned that this morning in the morning comments, so I think that must have been the curse. But I can be a little bit friendly in here. We've had some nice export sales and shipments. Good shipment report again this morning at 48.7 versus the 10-week average of 38.3. So still some more positiveness to come from there, but it's falling off quickly. And, you know, Brazil looks like they're heading for a whopper. A few problems in Argentina, but not enough to really get this market kicked into high gear.
And that export inspections number you mentioned was for soybeans. Corn, though, also once again, and it is a definite trend there, very good numbers.
5-week high, and we're usually not talking about that at this time of the season, but 59.5, that's short of the 10-week average, but that 10-week average was phenomenal. USDA currently has us at 3.2. Numbers are kind of trending for something closer to 3.4 billion. Andy, before it's all over on August 31st.
And that was John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper. March corn down 2.25 at 428.25. May corn also down 2 at 436. March soybeans showing some weakness, down 6 at 1061.75. May beans not much better, 1074 down 5.5. March wheat in the red, 7 at 522.5. Feb live cattle showing some green paint, 112 at 236.02. And Feb hogs down 5 cents at 88.30. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.